Yeah, got a new show for y'all.
Just when you think the Democrats can't go any lower, they go even lower. They love going down on people. No pun intended. They are snakes in the grass, my opinion.
Yeah, no need to fact check. It's an opinion, right?
That's coming from a former Democrat.
Yeah, so give us a little slack.
Give us some slack. I just think when it comes to Democrats, man, it's all about smoke and mirrors and about that suit. And look at me, look what I'm doing. It's never about the people. It's all about them.
Yeah. So recently, Governor Andrew Cuomo, he's going to get in the reward. I said reward, it's award. All right, look here. He's getting an Emmy.
Yeah.
I didn't know politicians who didn't act or anything get Emmys.
Well, that's Hollywood. They're politicizing it, trying to make Democrats look good.
Right.
Look, he won an award. He got an Emmy. Oh, look, Mom. He didn't do anything special.
How about Dad? Look, Mom, Dad. But yeah. You know what? This award is propaganda.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
He didn't do anything that was proactive during the pandemic. He was reactive. He didn't do anything special. He definitely didn't save lives from his leadership.
Yeah.
He actually cost lives.
Okay, let me read this. This is from the International Academy of Television, Arts and Sciences. The governor's 111 daily briefings worked so well because he effectively created television shows with characters, plot lines, and stories of success and failure. That's why they gave it to him. Wasn't that part of his job?
Yeah, his job was to talk to the people, to do his job to, you know, reach his constituents. He didn't do anything special.
Now, I find this hypocritical for them to give him this award, because when this pandemic first broke, COVID-19 patients that lived in nursing homes in New York, they go see the doctor, they test positive for COVID-19.
Right.
He issued this order for when these patients got out of the hospital to come back to nursing homes. The nursing homes could not turn them away because they were positive for COVID-19. The governor called that discrimination.
Yeah.
So it was forced the nursing homes to let these people back in an area where vulnerable people lived.
Now, when this shit hit the fan, when it was thousands of deaths, he came out and issued a statement saying, well, I was just following the president's federal guidelines.
Yeah, the president.
No. That's guidelines. That don't mean you have to follow them.
And
you can govern your state how you wish. That was just a fallback to say, I'm just going to blame it on our president.
No, and it was no guidelines from the administration.
Yeah.
That was his excuse.
Yeah.
He
took no responsibility.
Yeah, thousands of positive COVID-19 patients. We know the science. They knew the science back then. Some people are susceptible to this virus.
Right.
Once you're over 60 years old and you have pre-existing medical issues, this is pretty much a death sentence for these people.
Yeah.
So he let these people come back in under the notion that if you don't let them in, it's discrimination. No, it's common sense.
Yeah.
Not only patients who's already tested positive COVID-19, that's a death sentence for them. They need to be in the hospital.
Yeah.
They're susceptible to the virus. They need to be under direct supervision at all times. But you're going to put them in a nursing home where all these people, they get infected.
If he was going to give this man an award, if he was being more proactive, saying, hey, I don't think that's a good idea. We shouldn't send these people back to their nursing homes, even though they live there, because they are more susceptible to this virus.
Yeah.
I could see why you would give him a war, but he didn't do anything proactive.
Yeah. Thousands of people died in these nursing homes due to COVID.
Yeah. And just think how easy it was to spread that virus. I mean, nobody was actually thinking at the time, you know, these people were susceptible. Why don't you send one patient back that's positive for COVID-19? That nurse comes, sees him, then makes his rounds to the whole nursing home.
Yeah.
Was that smart? Of course not.
Yeah, and this.
And then he falls back on, oh, well, I'm just following the president's federal guidelines.
There was no federal guidelines.
You don't follow the president's federal guidelines, when it comes to guns, gun laws.
How about voting?
Yeah.
Man, you know what? And what's crazy about this whole thing, he's getting a, an award for this, and now this dude wrote a book. I mean, it's not funny at all. Yeah. This is actually pretty damn sad.
Yeah, American, it's pretty disgusting, man.
Yeah. The pandemic is still ongoing, everybody. It's actually spiking. Here in Nevada, other states across the United States, they shutting down again. Back to phase one. This dude came out with a book, American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. I could see maybe writing this book maybe a year or two down the road, road when everything's back to normal again. Mm-hmm. We're still in the middle of a pandemic, and this dude's exploiting this pandemic for financial gain?
Yeah. You know he's making hundreds of thousands of dollars from people dying. It was New York bestseller, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's made hundreds of thousands of dollars off of people's deaths.
I mean, how is he? I could see if he had like secrets and ideas to help this people with this pandemic.
Yeah.
But he has not shown any of that.
Let me just say this. Our president banned the travel from China. They call him xenophobic. He doesn't get an award. He's called a racist.
Yeah.
For that. You have a governor who takes COVID-19 positive patients, sends them to nursing homes, and he gets an award.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and the president, if y'all recall, he had the foresight in case the hospitals got overran by patients. He's sending military hospital ships to New York.
Yeah.
He did it to L.A. as well.
Yeah. If anybody should get an award for anything, it should not be the governor.
Yeah, right? But they blame Trump for all these hundreds of thousands of deaths. Yeah. But this dude actually put out an order to nursing homes to let COVID-19 patients into the most worst area you can send them to.
Yeah.
To infect other vulnerable people.
And he's even trying to say it wasn't a mandate.
Yeah, he later reversed it. Say, nah, let's go ahead. They don't have to come back here. They can stay in the hospital.
And you know he's never that's why everybody, you should never give your government the power to decide what's good and what's bad for you and your family. Just give me the information and let me decide on what's best for me and my family. You never want your government overseeing anything. You don't want your government telling you. Only thing you want your government to do is tell you what's going on so you can make well-informed decisions.
Yeah.
Andrew Cuomo, the governor, he did none of that, and he got an award for it.
You know what's crazy? From what I hear, this award by this whoever these fools are,
it's
Emmy,
Hollywood.
Yeah, you have to submit. You have to be submitted for that. I wonder who submitted.
I mean,
Andrew Cuomo for this.
I wouldn't. It wouldn't surprise me if he did it himself.
Maybe it was his brother Fredo.
Fredo.
Fredo. No, his name is Chris Cuomo.
Chris what?
His middle name is Charles. I know y'all's parents are assholes. Chris Charles Cuomo. He probably submitted him.
Fredo. I know you don't like that, man, but it's funny, man. Just have a sense of humor. You know that guy, he went off on those guys at the airport?
Yeah.
Nothing happens to him. Acts like a complete lunatic, threatens people, getting a verbal altercation with people, but it's okay for you liberals to do that. It's okay for you liberals to kill thousands of people. And you get an award, you get a pass, you get a pat on the back. And as soon as a Republican make just a small minor mistake, you call him xenophobic, you call him racist.
Yeah. Also, now I think Cuomo's like they're shutting down the state again. I think after I think it's de Blasio. Y'all have a few idiots in that state.
Yeah.
The mayor of New York City and you got the governor down. Now they shutting down after 10. You can't.
Mandating mask.
Yeah, because the COVID virus, it comes out at night. It just comes out.
Look.
It gets worse after 10.
Yeah, y'all mandating mask. Why are we having these spikes? If masks really work, do you think the coronavirus will be spiking?
You know why it don't work? Your eyeballs are wide open.
Like, I mean, when you got a mask on, this all cool, right?
Yeah.
But your eyes is wide open.
Your eyes is open. That's why when you see people that work with deadly viruses, they got goggles. They got suits. They cover up everything. No, just put this little mask on. You cool. Eyeballs wide open.
I think, personally, the reason why, especially in these liberal-ran cities like Philly, New York City, I just think I think what they're really doing with this pandemic, of course, everybody, they're politicizing it, right? But they're prepping their people. It's okay to just follow your orders from your governor or your mayor. It's okay to let your government take care of you. They're prepping them.
Yeah, that only appeals to people who lack, in my opinion, responsibility. Some people want the government to take care of them.
Yeah, they want to be institutionalized. Like when people get out of prison, they can't go through life, you know, on their own because they don't want that responsibility. They'd rather be locked up and had meals served to them, a roof over their head. They don't have no bills. Yeah. That's where liberals are.
Yeah.
They want to be taken care of. They don't want responsibility.
Yeah, they like this. They like that.
It's crazy.
That's the most un-American thing to think of. You want the government to take care of you. Like the people who came here, like we're a nation of immigrants. You know, all these people migrated here from all over the world.
Yeah.
They came. See, there was no Social Security at that time. Right. They didn't rely on their government. They just came in, started a new life, started their own businesses, and they found the American dream. That's what it was to be American in the past. Now, the people that come here, they come and leech off the government. They get on welfare.
And our schools are teaching our citizens that socialism is good.
Yeah. The Democrats is pushing all of this. The most un-American BS.
And that's not what this country is founded on.
Yeah.
And but anyway. And the thing that they're doing now, man, with this pandemic, I'm not trying to diminish what's going on. I mean, it's a serious illness. Don't get me wrong. But to tell people that they can't have Thanksgiving or they can't go to work or they have to wear a mask
or you have to stay home
or you have to take a vaccine for a virus that 99% of the people survive from. Does that sound right to y'all?
Now, see, that wouldn't be an issue if this virus was like Ebola or the smallpox.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to ask people to put a mask on. They will put it on there, put goggles on. They will stay home. But we all know this virus.
It's not as deadly as they say it is.
That's why it's an issue.
The science proves that.
Proves it. I mean, think about if Ebola was airborne. People bleeding out their eyes, just bleeding to death and turning. You think you would have to ask me to put a damn mask on?
Yeah.
I sit at home, my damn mask. I have goggles on. I'd wrap my whole body in a damn trash bag.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to ask me. You wouldn't have to tell me nothing. I've been already figured this out. I can see my neighbor. This dude's bleeding out his eyes. I don't want that.
Yeah, but, man, the governor, Andrew Cuomo.
Hey.
Just for you to write a book about this.
Congratulations.
Submit yourself to win an Emmy. Yeah. You're making hundreds of thousands of dollars of people dying from a global pandemic. Does that make you feel good, man?
That's just horrible character.
You didn't do anything proactive. You just went through the motions and people died and you willingly accept an award for that. You Democrats.
If I was the governor and I did what you did, I would have came out publicly. I don't want this award. I single-handedly caused thousands of deaths in nursing homes.
How could you take that award and put it up on your shelf in your house and like, yeah. You probably taking pictures with the damn thing.
Yeah, he's on his book tour. He's got a book tour going with his book, Leadership. And the pandemic's still here. It's not going anywhere.
And you know that award is BS. It's just politicizing, trying to make Democrats look good.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. But anyway, congratulations. Give him a hand.
Up yours, Cuomo. Up yours. I would give you the other finger, but I don't want to get this video demonetized.
Man, you liberals are something else.
Up yours, Cuomo.
Keep the faith. Let's go through this legal process with Trump.
Yeah.
We ain't giving up yet. We ain't trying to lose this country to these damn radical-ass liberals.
Hey, stop listening to Twitter, mainstream media. All that stuff they're talking about people about this fraud going on, that he has to concede. No, it's just smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Just wait till it's over.
And wait until the electors.
Yeah.
Submit the votes. Then you'll know who won.
Yeah.
Trump 2020.
Yeah.
That was a damn good show.
Yeah.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.